Every day, countless world progress dreams are being born in the heart of the United Nations. Not a division, independence, but an illumining and fulfilling interdependence is the sublime ideal of the United Nations. Once a country joins the United Nations, there is no inner exit from the soul of the United Nations. The soul of the United Nations at once inspires, energizes, and treasures all the countries alike in the same breath. Every day is a fresh world service, perfection, satisfaction, attempt at the United Nations. Every day the United Nations is bravely slicing through stark world ignorance, division, jungles. From the world illumining heart of the United Nations, we come to learn that certain unfortunate countries do not succeed in improving their quantities, qualities, and capacities, not because of their unconscious foolishness, but precisely because of their conscious selfishness. Each country can offer a unique experience, delight to all the nations of the world. The outer sound speeches at the United Nations at times may not produce satisfactory results, but the inner silent speeches from the heart of the United Nations do illumine the minds and the lives of all the countries. The United Nations is not a mere whisper of world oneness hope, but an ever-strengthening and an ever-spreading promise for the transformation of humanity's mind. United Nations is an unmistakable adaptability assurance. The United Nations is a world division fire extinguisher aspiration. Every day God cheerfully and proudly lengthens the tolerance breath of the world transformation dreamer, the United Nations. Every day the heart of the United Nations goes everywhere lovingly and genuinely to establish a war-free world. Alas, the adversary forces ruthlessly bring the well-deserved UN expectation fulfillment to a standstill. What does the soul of the United Nations precisely want? It wants to build the war-free and the oneness joy bridges in each and every heart. Sleeplessly, its soul is exercising adamantine willpower to found a world completely empty of destruction dream, a world flooded with the unprecedented beauty of harmony and the unprecedented fragrance of peace. Let all the world's citizens pray to God in unison for all the lofty and loftier and loftiest dreams of the United Nations to blossom as realities. President Gorbachev, a supreme leader of the world, whose mind is openness and whose heart is oneness, most eloquently tells the world what the United Nations stand for and what it can do for the establishment of a universal oneness heart. Quote, "The United Nations blends together the interests of different states. It is the only organization capable of merging into a single current their bilateral, regional, and global efforts," unquote. Can there be any world-illumining message better and higher than this? President Gorbachev, him to quote again. "What we need is star peace and not star wars." The First Secretary General of the United Nations, Trygve's vision flooded statement runs, quote, "The United Nations is the supreme law of the world," unquote. How I wish this brave pronouncement of his would be manifested as an undisputed reality here on this earth planet. Dag Hammarskjöld, the second Secretary General, whose mind was illumination incarnate, offered a most significant message for the betterment and enlightenment of this world. Quote, "Our work for peace must begin within the private world of each one of us. To build for man a world without fear, we must be without fear. To build a world of justice, we must be just. And how can you fight for liberty if you are not free in our own minds? Peace we desperately need, war we unscrupulously, nay shamelessly declare. War declaration is vital supremacy assertion. War shall eternally remain empty of real joy, the joy that unites, elevates, and fulfills humanity's heart." A most prophetic utterance, the Third Secretary General U Thant, who was at once pious and self-giving in silence and deeds, voiced forth. "We have already begun to realize that in modern world there is no such thing as victor and vanquished, that there is only a loser, and that loser is mankind. I am extremely fortunate to be blessed by the soul in the heart of the United Nations." Long 34 years ago, U Thant, the Third Secretary General, made a request to me to offer a prayerful service to the United Nations. Since then, every Tuesday and Friday, I have been going to the United Nations to offer my prayers and my meditations there. It is open to all the diplomats, delegates, and the staff. We have a well-established meditation group at the United Nations to love and serve the body of the world.